Ntate Liswalo, welcome to the Rise FM Drive Legal Wednesdays. We are talking about marriages today. Ujan Bab.
I'm very good, my brother. How are you?
Siphilile mnakethu, siphilile. Sijabula kakhulu na sto utsingatsa. Na titi ndzaba letibalekile la. Namhla sibuke ndzaba lemshado. Baningi bangene etinkingeni. Ngikhetha ukuthi sifuna ngishade luphi ihlobo lomshado nangiya lapha ka Home Affairs ngisayinda yipi inkondleka. What are the different types that we have on offer?
When you talk about types of marriages, we've got a number of marriages. We're privileged in South Africa to have a number of marriages that are being recognized by law. We've got the so-called in-community of property, which is a system first. We've got marriage out of community of property, and we've got also with accrual, and there is a marriage out of community of property without accrual. But there is the so-called, we've got your customary marriage, you've got your Muslim marriage, you've got your Hindu marriage, and then you've got a civil marriage. So when we talk about these types of marriages, these kinds of marriages, there is a tree system that come into place. But all marriages, like if the customary marriage is being concluded without an accrual system, they all fall within an income of property, which means umwa lobo lunkosikazi wakho, and then ningabi ne-accrual, the antenuptial contract, then umshado wenu will be regarded as income of property. But I'll explain that as we go further in terms of the different kinds of marriages. But today, into engifuna ukuthi sibheke kakhulu, it's the marriage income of property. In a marriage of income of property, all properties brought into the marriage and all properties acquired after the marriage falls into the joint estate, which means yours is mine and mine is yours, unless specifically excluded, e.g. a gift that you have been given, or we have inherited a house from your father. That cannot be part of the income of property. And all debts that you incur, which means if you're having the debts and your partner is also having the debts, those debts, they are jointly, you are jointly liable for the debts. The husband and wife are co-owners of the joint estate, which means even if you buy a car and it is under your name, it will be the car will be 50% will be yours, and 50% will belong to the wife. But there are certain instances where a written consent of a spouse is required when the other one wants to sell or dispose an asset, which means that before you can even buy that particular asset, first and foremost, you need to get a prior written consent from the other spouse for you to be able to write. And there must be two competent witnesses that will witness as to say that you are going to buy those particular or want to purchase those particular things. And but at the end of the marriage, you know that marriage, the end of the marriage, it's by divorce or by death. And then at the end of the day, the spouse will have half of the estate, and we also have the other half of the other estate of the other spouse. So before maybe we go further, I don't know if you'll have questions that you'll need me to clarify.
I have one question, Mr. Letswalo. Iyathandzana and they are separated by death. Lo babe mhlawumbe bekana skwelede semoto. So we are hamba emhlabeni lo babe. Kwenteka njani lapho? Does the bank require the wife to take over the debt of the husband, or does the wife need to buy and refinance this asset so that it can be registered in her name? What is the legal procedure there?
Remember, by being married in community of property, it means that there will be an estate that will be open of the late account. And being married to income of property, the wife or the husband will be the executor of, will be appointed by the master of the High Court by virtue of being married income of property. And then it will all depend now that is there a will in place, If there is a will in place, we call it a tested, what you call, estate. If there is no will, we call it an intested, what you call, estate. So then by virtue of being, you know, married or having been in committee of property, then there will, there is the so-called the Administration of Estate Act that will come to place as to how is the, are your assets going to be disposed. But you must remember that whatever liabilities that you have, married income or property, you are going to be liable for the debts of the spouse. But then remember as well that for the estate, you need to open an estate late account, and all debtors must be informed or must be invited, and then there will be the so-called the inventory of the properties that you had as a joint estate, and then people will then lodge a claim against the estate, not against you as a person, but against
the estate. Yes.
Then if ever there is a shortfall or there is a surplus, it will be paid accordingly to the heirs as per the will or as per the law of interstate succession.
Super stuff. These,
I don't know if I answered your question.
You've answered my question, but I think because of time, Vele, we will need Loguti. We make them a series because 2 minutes, 3 minutes, we come back then next week and then we continue on the subject matter. Where do you think?
Okay, before, we are not done with income of property because remember, I spoke about a prior written consent, and there are those also that need a consent from the spouse, and there are those that you can just do. But then next week, let's look at those who need a consent. And we have also have to look at the advantages and the disadvantages of this marriage, income to property. Then after that, we'll be able to introduce the marriage out of commercial property with accrual and marriage out of commercial property without accrual. Yes.
This is Legal Wednesdays with Attorney Beggy Litswalo. We appreciate you, sir. How do we find you on social media?
My brother, you know, you taught me all these things, but I've got people are running that space, and I cannot just say that I'm in social media, blah, blah, blah. My team will be able to say that, how am I reached and so on.
Yes.
So I'm very passive when coming to that, but I've got people who are running my pages and everything.
Super stuff. Thank you so much. Let's do this again next week, sir.